We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Pastor Chasten Music. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm great. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Wonderful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So pretty. I'm glad you came in before me because I was sitting there looking, going, how am I going to get around that? And then I seen you and I was like, that's how.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. And then I was like, I'm just going to go around it. And I was like, I'm glad I'm not the only one when I saw Mark.
Yeah. I could go around that. There's a little bit of construction right out here, y'all. That's what we're talking about. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. I think I covered it all. Would you pray to start us out, sir?
Yes. No, Father, we just thank you for today, Lord, all of the many blessings, all that you do for us, Lord. What a joy it is to be able to come and to share your word. We're so thankful, Lord, for this broadcast, for this program. Lord, I just pray your blessings today over our listeners. I pray that you just ministered, Lord, your word to them today, Lord God, through your messenger. Lord, I just pray for all of our sponsors. I pray that you bless every business, Lord, every person. Lord God, there's so many that work behind the scenes to make sure this program goes out, that your word goes out. I just pray that you continue just to lead us and guide us today. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning. Be the light.
Yeah, this is something that has just been with me for just a few weeks now. And even at the end of 2022, going into 23, the Lord just really pressed upon me for this to kind of be our direction and kind of our new vision for 23 as the body of Christ. Amen. And as a believer. But I just felt really led to share it with you today. And so I like coming and always enjoy the opportunities. Many times life happens and I don't get the opportunity, but it's always a joy when I'm able to come and to share with our listeners. And so I think this will be a great word today to be uplifting, to be encouraging, and just remind us, you know, who we really are in God, the goodness of God, and His grace and His mercy. And so we're so thankful for all that. I'm excited for this year. You know, as I told the church even last week, that the last few years have been very hard, been very difficult, but I believe 2023 is going to be a new year. And, you know, it's still going to have its difficulties. It's still going to have its trials. But I just really feel in my spirit, you know, as a believer, follower of Jesus Christ, that this is going to be the year that we're going to see God do the greatest of miracles, the greatest of things that He's ever done. I think that this year is going to be a breakout year. We're going to break out and we're going to break through into the things of God. And we play a vital piece and a vital part in all those things. So that's kind of what we're going to kind of lead and kind of talk about this morning. I wanted to begin in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 60, verses 1 through 5, and then we will add some other scriptures as we go. But I love these five verses here in Isaiah, and it reads, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. And what we find here in this passage, even beginning in verse number one, we find two words, and these two words really stood out, and it's the word arise and shine. And just for a moment, we're going to look at both of these words. You know, there's just a lot of people that are hurting and struggling out, not just outside of the church, but even inside the church. There are many people that are overwhelmed with life, and they feel down, they feel defeated, they feel discouraged. There's many that feel like a failure, that nothing can ever go right, nothing ever falls into place. And that's exactly where the enemy wants to keep you. That's exactly the place that the enemy says, you know what, I can keep full control over your life, over your thoughts, over your heart. And we got to know God is no specter of person, but we got to also understand and realize that the enemy is no specter of person either. He will attack anyone at any time. And it seems like, you know, when we're living the closest to Jesus, we're doing the most for him, is when the hardest attacks come. It's when the greatest discouragement comes, and those thoughts that try to enter into our mind. And so I just want to, you know, remind everyone today, everyone listening are going to come across this program, even maybe later this week, that we got to be reminded on who we are in God, that we are not a failure, that we're not just an outcast, but in the sight of God, we are a winner. And we were born and created to win. And I think it's an important reminder. We even find that in Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite passages of Scripture. For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. Amen. To give you a hope and a future. Not for you to fail, not for you to be an outcast, but for you to prosper, for you to have a new hope. And so if there's anything that I can just tell you this morning is, you know, last year's over. All these years, it seems like it's piled up from 2020 all the way up through 2022. But know that today is a new day. Today is a new start. It's a new beginning. And the enemy wants to keep us in all those old mindsets and things. But we've got to be encouraged to know that we've got to arise from those situations. We've got to rise up from that place. You know, the enemy wants to keep you there, tossing and turning in that misery. He wants to keep us in those places that tries to overwhelm us, overtake us. But I put here in my notes that we've got to rise up from that bed. We got to get up from that bed. Just like the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, there came a time in his life but he had that Jesus said, you know what, don't wait on people to put you in the pool. Don't wait on all these things. You're going to be waiting until you die. He's already been there 40 years. And Jesus said, just pick up your bed and walk. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to make the decision, the choice to go rise, pick up our bed, and walk. And what we're doing when we do that, when we make that choice, is we're walking not in our failures, we're not walking in all the misery, but we begin walking in the fullness of God. And that's what we need to do. Starting off this new year, walking in the fullness of God. When we're talking about winners, we're not talking about perfect people. No one's perfect. Everyone has their flaws. Everyone has their weaknesses. But winners are those that continue to stand up. Those that continue to make the choice, you know what, I'm going to get up out of this place no matter how many times I get struck down, no matter how many times I get hurt, no matter how many times life comes against me, I'm making the decision to get up and know that today is a new day. You know, the Word tells us that His mercies are new every single morning. Every morning we wake up, there's something new, there's something fresh, there's something wonderful for us. And so, like I said, it doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we're never going to fail. It just means, you know what, we're making the choice and the decision that I'm not going to quit and I'm not going to give up. And so that's what we got to do. We can't quit and we cannot give up on Jesus Christ. I really believe that as we're talking about being the light today and how important it is to be the light, because we are the light in this world. This world's getting darker, but the darker the world gets, the brighter we become. And you know, I believe that this is going to be a time that many people, if you make the decision to arise, I believe we're going to start seeing people shine brighter than they have ever shined before. And and so it's just an exciting time. Isaiah used the term arise here in this passage in verse number 1, and that means to get up from the place you're at and to prepare to do something. And so that's a reminder for every person, every single one of us, even as Christ followers, believers, we've got to continue to arise. We've got to continue to go from the place that we're at and prepare to do something even greater than what we thought was even possible. We've got to, you know, it's called to arise. It means to get to moving. We've got to keep marching forward. We've got to keep, you know, sharing the goodness of God. And we must not allow all the darkness to consume our lives. There's many people that have become accustomed and have become in a place where they're so used to the darkness that they don't even realize that they've been absent from the light. And so we must realize, you know what, there's something brighter, there's something greater, there's something more that the Lord has in store for us. And so we must not become so accustomed to the darkness that we lose sight of the light. When we're talking about the light, we know through passages of Scripture that this Word of God is the light. From the very beginning, the light was the Word of God. This Word became flesh through Jesus Christ, and so Jesus Christ came to this earth, and as His living testimony, He was the light to the world. But through His death and resurrection, He says, you know what, I'm going to give you a greater power on the inside of you. I'm going to put My Spirit on the inside of you. So there was a transfer. See, God, Jesus Christ was created by the Word. The Word became flesh, and so the Word was the light. Jesus Christ was a light to the world in flesh form. He says, now I'm transferring that light. I'm transferring that power. I'm transferring that glory on the inside of you so you can just have a good time and hang out and do what you want. No. So that we can be the light to those in a dark place. And there's many people in a dark place, but we could be that light. In John chapter 8 and verse number 12, it tells us, and then Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And so it's just a reminder to us here, He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness. And so He does not He does not desire for us to walk in the darkness, but that we that he desires for us to have the light of life. You know, I'm so reminded, so many passages of Scripture and all, Jesus reminds us, you know, that, that you know what, he didn't come that we might have life, but that we have life more abundantly. That means to have a brighter life, have a shine on us. And I believe that we need to have a shine on our life, that we need to have a shine on what Christ is doing and who he is in our life. And so I believe we're in this time and hour for the light of Christ to shine brighter than it's ever shined before in and through our life. But it's going to take some things from us. It's not just going to happen. It's not just going to take place. And so I just want to cover a couple of things here on what it's going to take. It's going to take a life that is full of faith. It's going to take faith to shine, to make sure our light shines forward. It's going to take obedience unto the Lord, obedience unto his word, obedience to what he desires us to do. And so you know, we've got to be obedient in all things, and it's going to take a strong devotion. It's going to take a strong devotion unto the Lord for our light to continue to shine, if we desire for it to shine brighter than it ever has before. You know, one of the greatest traps, some of the traps that we fall into, and I'm just generally speaking, many of us, we've all been there. We've all fallen into different traps. The enemy specializes in traps, but be careful not to give the enemy so much credit, because many times we fall into traps that we've created our own selves. And so we've got to be careful that we're not setting our own self up for failure. But some of the traps that many times we fall into is the trap of complacency. Many times we get very complacent in things, even as a believer. Everything is going good. Even sometimes in ministry, everything's going good, everything's going smooth, and we get complacent and we say, okay, you know what, God's calling me to do this, but I'm comfortable, I'm complacent where I'm at, and so I'm deciding and making the decision not to rock the boat a little bit because I'm comfortable. I don't want to mess anything up. When Jesus is really calling us, saying, you know what, I have so much greater, so much better. I want to grow you. I want to establish you, but we've become complacent. And so we must be careful not to fall into that trap of complacency, because even though our light, if Jesus Christ is burning on the inside, he may want to add just another log onto the fire and to increase it a little bit, increase that heat a little bit, so that he can do his work. We've got to be reminded that it's not just us, but it's Jesus Christ fulfilling what he desires to do in and through our life. And so we must not get comfortable. I hope this is making sense to some today. I think there's some important things that just kind of a gut check a little bit. I know it is for me, even personally. The next trap is the trap of comfort. And so it kind of goes along with complacency, comfort, being comfortable with where we're at, and then convenience. Sometimes we fall into the trap of convenience, and you know, these are just some important things. And you know, many times we keep the same mindset day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And many times all these things fall into our life. We stay comfortable, we stay complacent, we stay convenient, and before we know it, the whole year's over and we're in the same place, we're in the same spot, we're in the same situation, when Christ is saying, you know what, you could have done so much more, you could have gone so much further, but we fell into those easy traps. You know, and sometimes people think, you know what, nothing's going to change. This is just the way it has to be. You know, nothing's going to get better. you know, and they just get really down and discouraged. And, you know, it's just that light becoming dim. And in many people, the light has become dim. And we're seeing it so often, people that have been on fire for God, on fire for His Word, life has happened. They have fallen into these traps, and their light has grown very dim. But we can be encouraged today to know that that light, even though it's very dim, there is possibilities with Jesus Christ for that dim light to become bright again. You know, it's just like if we have a plug-in light there on the wall, it becomes very dim. It tells me that the batteries are becoming weak, or sometimes the light goes out completely and I know the batteries are dead. Now that light is not going to affect the whole room, because we have a light switch. We have the main light on, and so many times that light on the wall can be out for days or weeks before we even realize it, because we become so accustomed to the natural light. And that's exactly the way we fall into these traps of life. And so the enemy says, you know what, I have this other thing that you can use. I have all these other things that can fill these voids in your life. And he gets us away from realizing the light's been out. The light of the Word, the light of fellowshipping with other believers, the light of sharing the good news. And we begin losing our focus and losing our main calling and who we are in Christ. And so it can happen so easily and happen so quickly. You know, we got to know every single person in the world needs the light of Jesus. Amen. We all need the light. Our life resembles the light of Christ. It should shine for all the world to see. You know, that's what we were created and formed to do. We were born and created to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We were born and created to praise. We were born and created for others to see the hope and the joy, the love, all that Christ has to offer. You know, and so if we're saved, born again, a believer, we don't have time to sit back, hang out, relax, and get comfortable with where we're at. This is the time for us to get out, get to work, arise, and say, you know what? God has a mission. God has a goal. God has something for my life. And many times we complicate these things, but really it's so simple. What Jesus has done for us today. If we have breath to breathe today, if we're not sick, if we're not in the hospital, we have something to share with others, that God is still able, that God is still a God that is showing forth grace, mercy, and love for all. And so there's really two questions that we must ask ourselves. You know, I believe, you know, this is the time that we're, like I said, that we're going to see the light shine brighter than it's ever shined before. But there's two questions that we must ask ourselves. The first question is, what condition is the light of Christ in us? What condition is that light? There can be different forms, as we just said just a few moments ago. There's different conditions that the light of Christ can be in us. You know, we got to ask ourselves, is there a flame at all? Is there anything left of the flame? You know, we may be the ones that, you know what, I used to, you know, go to church, used to read my Bible, used to pray, but life happened and I got away from that, and so it seems like there's no flame at all. Is the light dim? You know, as we said, there may be a little piece, a little something there of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes it's those emergency prayers. You know, we only pray when something, you know, drastic happens in my life, and so there's a little dim. We call upon Jesus a little here and a little there, so there's a little dim piece of a light within me, But other than that, there's nothing. Or is there a bright, over-demanding light within our life? And that comes from a life that's completely sold out to Christ, saying, you know what, I am in the Word. I'm applying these things. Every person that I come in contact with, I'm sharing the goodness of God. I'm have a smile on my face. It doesn't mean that my life is always put together and everything's all rosy, but I know that, you know, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, and He's going to get me through this. And someone else's trouble could be greater than what I'm facing today. And so there's always someone that's facing a greater trial and a greater difficulty than we are. And so, and that will encourage us. And so if you're not sure on the condition of the light in your life, amen, get into the Word, you know, start praying, start seeking, start sharing with someone, and you'll find out very quickly the condition of your light. Where am I at? Oh, okay. This is what symbolizes the light, okay? This is how we can also know what condition the light is within our life. Holiness and purity is symbolized by the light. And so the light drives away darkness, and it drives away unholiness. Light and darkness do not have anything in common. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verses 14, it says to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? Verse 17, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. The light is an expression of the character of God and His holiness. And it should also be the expression and the character of our own lives as well. Amen. It's the expression of the character of God, His goodness and His holiness. And that's the way our life should be. It should be a life of holiness. It should be a life of purity. I put in here, you know, when we're talking about the light, it's really the glory of God in our life. It's His presence. And I put here in my notes today that it's not just a glory, but it's the Shekinah glory. And that's the glory that we need in our life. We need the Shekinah glory in our life. And, you know, when that light's consuming us, living on the inside of us, and that glory begins to unfold on the inside of us, we're going to know the condition of our life. We're going to know where we're at. You know, and I believe when that glory, that Shekinah glory, is on the inside of us, that it's going to be dispersed out. And when that glory is dispersed out, we're going to start seeing people shine like they've never shined before. I really believe, He said in the last days, He's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. All these things are going to start unfolding. And I believe that we're very close, and we're going to be seeing that. The second question is, what are we doing with the light that has been placed on the inside of us? And we're almost here at the halfway point, but I want to, when we come back, we're gonna pick up on the second question. What are we doing with this light that's been placed in us? And so it's not just important for us to have the light on the inside of us, but it's important to know that we have an obligation, that we have so much of an opportunity to share this light with others. It's a light that can be transferred from our life into the light of lives of others. And that's just Jesus Christ working in and through us. So.